We're in Yetzivot Shalom on Chanukah. We are on the first Ma'amar in the pamphlet on Chanukah, Be'or Chanira Or, on page Tet. We're up to Ma'amar Dalet, correct?
Yeah.
Ma'amar Dalet. Inyan Ha'arat Haneros Chanukah Shel Yehudi, Hu Echad Miyisodot HaChasidut. This idea of lighting up the Neros Chanukah that's inside of every single Jew, of lighting up, we talked about last time, of lighting up our neshamas, of lighting up who we are, of lighting up our own personal Neros Chanukah, is one of the foundations of Chasidut. L'hargish ki be'or panecha yalikun, to feel like we're walking in the light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's face, that He's lighting up the way for us. U'lechayot chayei or b'torah v'avodat Hashem, and to live a life of light, a light of the Torah and a light of avodas Hashem. U'mishum kach, gimul yisodei ha'avodah, therefore, one of the foundations of Avodas Hashem that light up a person's whole life, it's a fancy way of lighting up a whole person's whole being and his soul, him emunah Emunah shebi bris kodesh v'shabbos shebil adam yesh michoshech machshech benishmato v'hu meha'am ha'olchim machoshech or lo ra'u. Therefore, the three foundations which fill a Jew with light are emunah, shmirat bris kodesh, making sure to be careful of inyanim between men and women, and shabbos kodesh. That without them, there's darkness in the heart of in the soul of a Jew, and it creates a reality of like a people walking through darkness and not seeing any light. Ukamor she sodot elu nichlalim v'nirmazim mechodesh milav Shabbos. And as we've spoken about before, that the three things that the Yevanim tried to take away from us are in Mamar Dalet, that the Yevanim tried to take away from us were specifically the three mitzvot of Chodesh, of beginning each new month, Mila, Bris Mila, and Shabbos Chodesh. Gimel me'orei or, these three sources of light, Shiratzu ha'yivanim levatel mi'Yisrael, that the Greeks wanted to totally remove from Yisrael, k'ilach rashich enehem, in order to darken their eyes. Uksharim heim zeh bazeh, and they're all linked one to another. Al yidei emunat Torah, if a person lives with faithfulness with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, where a person knows that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is always being faithful to him or her, and knows that they're always being faithful to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, lives a reality of a depth of relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Emunat ha'moach, emunat ha'lev, where they think all of their thoughts are purely focused on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, where their life is lit up, their heart is totally believing in a Kadosh Baruch Hu all the time, is with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu all the time. Emunat ha'moach, ha'lev, ha'evarim, and we're bringing it out into every aspect of our lives. Ruyim kol evarav litkadesh v'gudat shmiras bris kodesh u'v'gudat ha'shabas kodesh. Then a person can get to a place where they have kedusha in their interactions between men and women, and also in the Kedusha of Shabbos. Meaning, when one permeates one's whole being with emunah, and again, especially the way that in this chabur we translate emunah is being faithfulness. When you permeate your heart, your soul, your mind, your whole body with faithfulness, when you're living for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you're living with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then if you're totally dedicated to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to have Kedusha in the inyanim of ben ish l'isha, because you're never going to get into a relationship with a person unless it's within the context of Kedusha. If it's in a context of it being for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Judaism, your continuation of what you're meant to be doing in this world, you're never going to do it from a selfish or lustful place. You're always going to be doing it in a way where you're striving for Kedusha, to bring a greater revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, to bring a greater connection to yourself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the relationship that you're having with that other person, through that you're having ultimately with your spouse, on every level, physically, spiritually, emotionally, that it all becomes a conduit to be an ultimate ability, like the classic vort of Ben Ish L'Isha, that what the difference is that there's the Yud and the Ke that comes together that to form Shem Hashem, that comes out of the relationship with the husband and a wife, meaning that relationship brings a reality of Kedusha in the world, brings a reality of Emunah in the world. You're solidifying your dedication to one thing, as is embodied by your spouse, as a paradigm for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the two become one and the same. similarly, you're able to have a complete dedication to Shabbos Kodesh. There's nothing else to do on Shabbos Kodesh. You stop and you live in a reality, literally, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're living in Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh. You're living in a time where you're living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world on Shabbos Kodesh. And so too, on the opposite side, that if one is Mekadesh in Kedusha, if one brings greater levels of Kedusha into one's life, by keeping Shabbos, by engaging in Shabbos, by making sure to keep away from inappropriate engagement with the opposite gender, which is a way to massively increase Kedusha in one's life. That's the fairly well-known Rashi, the beginning of Parshat Kedoshim, where Rashi says that the reason why the opening pasuk of Parshat Kedoshim, Kedoshim which is defining Kedusha definitionally, says, Kedoshim to you, Kedosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. So Rashi says, how do I know how to be Kadosh? It's on the contrasting back end of what we just came off of, which is Parshat Achrayimot. The very end of Parshat Achrayimot is the Parshat of the Arayot. By doing the opposite of the Arayot, by staying away, the more Gedarim that you have in Arayot, says Rashi, that's where you're going to have a greater being Mosif Kedusha, of increasing Kedusha in one's life. So he says similarly here. So too, Al Yedei Shemekadesh B'Kedusha, by increasing in one's Kedusha, V'Tahara, in one's purity, Zochel Emunat Torah, it's going to increase your ability to have Emunah. Meaning so often the two are two sides of the same coin. If a person increases in emunah, if they increase in their ability of recognition that I'm always faithful to God because God is always faithful to me, because I always know that the two are coming together, that I know that I'm in a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so I'm going to make sure that the main relationship in my life is with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm not going to stray. On the other hand, the more that I make sure that there's Kedusha in my life, one of the things which can cause the greatest levels of an inability to see clearly in this world is the murkiness, is the tainted perspective that an emotional and physical relationship that's not supposed to happen according to the parameters of Judaism happens, that relationship clouds one's ability to see Torah and Avodas Hashem clearly. It's just the way that it works. If a person is allowing the emotional reality and the physical reality that come along with a relationship between the genders in a way that's not supposed to be, so a person either, meaning on a more spiritual level, a person just, their perspective when they look at Torah becomes clouded. It doesn't come off the same. It doesn't relate the same. But also, deep down, a Jew who recognizes that there are parameters that are set by Judaism in terms of how one is supposed to relate and how relationships are supposed to be run, there's that level of guilt and there's that level of insecurity and there's that level of negative feeling that comes into one's life in a way that classically, I mean, all the time, pulls a person away from Torah, pulls a person away from Avodas Hashem. Not in a way that I'm trying to criticize it or wherever anybody's personal Avodas Hashem is at. I'm just saying that is a reality. That is the way that things work. You know, one of the things that I talk to sometimes when I have Chassanim, who I speak to, is to talk about even somebody who's engaged, right? When I talk to Chassanim, one of the first things that we talk about, if a particular Chassan keeps the mitzvah of Shmirat Negiyah, it's not an option, it's not like Shmirat Mitzvah and Shmirat Negiyah, it's one of the mitzvah, they keep Shomer Negiyah, and I say to them, listen, you know, you're moving to a different stage in life, and this goes on the opposite side as well, I just never talked to Kalas. It goes on the opposite side as well, which is that when a person gets engaged, there's no such thing as Hilchos Yichud. Because if you keep Hilchos Yichud, you will break it. You need to have super Yichud. When a person gets engaged for some reason, it doesn't matter whether your engagement is going to be 6 months long, 3 months long, a month long, it doesn't matter. You need super Yichud when you're engaged. Because if you just follow the strict parameters of Hilchos Yichud, guaranteed you will fail, guaranteed that you will be over an Isser of Negiyah in a way that you didn't want to be, and in a way which can pull a person's can sometimes, none of you should ever know from it, can pull an engagement apart. If a person was at a certain place, they get engaged and it draws them to a lower place, it can hurt, really, really damage engagements. Men can bring people to do things that they never imagined that they thought that they could have done. Why that happens when a person is engaged, this conversation probably not with me for another time. But in any event, sometimes Chassanim come to me and the opposite side, they're already there. I mean, they come to me and say, I want to talk to you. I'm engaged. I was always shomer, and now suddenly I'm not, and I don't know what to do. And once I start opening up with them, you know, it's like, and I'm like, and, you know, and sometimes, like, I'm not saying this is going to happen to you, but like, it could be that you could end up having a harder time davening, learning, and suddenly I start watching the nodding, you know, like, yeah, you know, like, it's so funny. I didn't make the correlation, and I was like, right. So here's the thing, and that's what we're talking about here. Meaning, a person when they're putting their effort on a practical level, if a person is dedicating their emotional energy in relationship, their physical energy, emotional energy, spiritual energy in relationship to another person that's not within the context of Torah, you're straying from your faithfulness of relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so what that does is, it just on a spiritual level removes you away. Then, on an even on a more practical psychological level, if you will, when the guilt factors in, it's very hard to be able to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the face. When there's something very powerful, there's something very visceral about when we stray in these areas, that just, we feel it more in a way that pulls us away from Avodah Hashem and Torah because of what the Netivot Shalom is saying. You can't escape the spiritual realities of things, which is because we're messing with issues of Kedusha, and so if we're messing with issues of Kedusha, those things which are the most Kadosh, those things like Torah, where we're engaging a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's giving us, so to speak, his essence in this world, who's giving us our ability to connect to him as he's manifest in this world, where we're getting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and davening, we have to actually look him in the face, so to speak, and talk to him. Those are the hardest spaces. Those are the hardest places. And so these things very, very much have the potential to damage our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not saying that if a person doesn't keep all of these things that they don't have a chance. I'm not saying that if they break these things that they should just throw away and give up on Torah and mitzvot and on tefillah. I'm saying to recognize that there are correlations here and that to the greatest extent that we can strive for Kedusha in these areas, the greater the Ramosif Kedusha, Ramosif Emunah. And the greater the Ramosif Emunah, the Ramosif Kedusha. That's what he's saying here. But if there's any place to talk about real issues in this world, I'd like to think that it's one of these, you know, these types of chaburot. So these are the way that this is the way that the world works. One can hide from the realities, but the realities don't change. And one can deal with the realities in one's personal life, each one on their own. Nobody's being judged here. I'm not talking to anybody here in particular for sure. But if this is something that relates to you, to recognize that it is part of our Avodah Hashem, and to think about it critically, and also to know that Shoshana and me and the fellows and, you know, Rabbi Eli and Miriam, whatever, if you want to talk to somebody, that's also what we're here for. But these are critical pieces of what our Avodah Hashem is about. Again, I guess I don't know if I'm the right person, but depending on the nature of the question, I literally just want to stop and take questions if anybody has anything they want to question or comment. Or good? Okay. So again, like we said on the opposite side, if a person is Makadesh and Kedusha and Tahara, and there's Zocha le Emunah, there's Zocha to Emunah, to faithfulness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah, pure Emunah, uli Kedushat Shabbos Kodesh. And they come to a greater place of Kedusha and Emunah, and also in Shabbos Kodesh. And again, the third part of this triangle, if a person is Makadesh and they engage Shabbos Kodesh in a deeper way, then also the other two will be impacted. Zocha le Inanei Kedusha Shmirat B'Kodesh, they'll be Zocha to a greater ability to be Shomer B'Kodesh, to be Shomer relationships. Ukemo Sheperush Maran Mikuvrin Tchila L'Mikra Kodesh. So as the Maran Mikuvrin says, when Shabbos is called Tchila L'Mikra Kodesh, it's the beginning of Mazem Mikra Kodesh on a Pshat level. Mazem Mikra Kodesh.
Holy things happening.
Mikraim here mean times or right? So meaning Shabbos is considered the first of the Mikrai Kodesh. It's the somehow it's the beginning of all the holidays. If you take a look in Parshat, I believe Emor. It's been a long day, so I'm not 100% sure, but I'm fairly sure it's Emor. Then it says here are all of the holidays, and suddenly it starts with Shabbos, and you wonder why. And there's a whole lot of Torah in terms of what that's about, but Shabbat somehow is the Rosh of all of the Mikrai Kodesh. But he understands the concept differently here. Why does the Rami Gravine understand the concept? Kol arotzeh lihikra'e el hakidusha Yatzchil miShabbos Kodesh. It's the tchil of the Mikra Kodesh. For someone wants to be called Kadosh, for one wants to call out to Kedusha, for one wants to be related to Kedusha, tchil of the Mikra Kodesh is what? Shabbos. By engaging in Shabbos, that's the tchila lemikrai kodesh, the beginning of our cry out to Kedusha. It's the beginning of being of our being called Kadosh. Is all coming through Shabbos as well. The chol birkain de ilain vetata biyoma de shvi'i talyan, and all of the brachas that come from on high and below, they're all dependent upon Shabbos Kodesh. Right? It's the makor ha-bracha. It's kedusha. It's brachas. It's even talked about in the pesukim. It's the wellspring from which kedusha and bracha come out. Kemo shekatuv bereshis chachma. It says in the sefer bereshis chachma, ala pasuk v'yikadesh oto, and he sanctified it. Shabbat he makor. Like we just said, this is classic in Chassidut and in Kabbalah, that the source of Kedusha, the wellspring of Kedusha, is all coming from Shabbos Kodesh. V'chena Shabbos hu yisod ha'emunah, and so too in the same way, Shabbos then becomes the foundation of Emunah as well. V'chol echad migimul yisodot ha'avodah halalu kolelet et kol komata adam. So too, Do each one of the three foundations these three foundations of Avodas Hashem contain within them all of a Jew, the whole build of a Jew? They're not like the other mitzvot, which are connected to one particular body part. Meaning, kilu, all of the mitzvot have a correlating body part, have a correlating piece of ourselves. When we're mitaking a particular mitzvah, on a spiritual level, we're mitaking a part of our spiritual self, and on a physical level, we're mitaking that same corresponding piece of our physical self. Each part of the body has a relation to a particular mitzvah. But he says, in these three instances, these are three mitzvot which encompass the entire body of a person, the entire essence of a person, the entire spiritual being of a person. Our Shabbos, Kedusha in the realms of sexuality, and Emunah. These embody the entire, these encapsulate the entire koma, the entire build of a person. Yeah.
What about like Sukkah and Mikvah?
Not that they're mitzvot that we can physically walk into and be immersed in, but rather instead of a particular mitzvah corresponding to my right index finger, these are mitzvot that correspond to my whole being. These are mitzvot that are mashpia on my whole self. Not that they're bestowing on my whole self because I'm literally sitting inside of it on a very overt level, right? But they light up the entire essence of my being.
You're saying that all three of those are like on the same level in a way? Because I feel like
he's equating them on their levels of Kedusha in a certain way.
Don't Emunah and Kedusha sort of come together, as you said?
Emunah and Kedusha come together. Kedusha and relationships come together, and Kedusha and Shabbos all come together. They're all linked by their unique connection to Kedusha, he's claiming.
Okay.
There's clearly a deeper question underneath that.
I just feel like relationships and Shabbos cannot be done without Emunah. Like, I feel like Emunah sort of like encompasses the two.
But he's saying that greater, and this is what I was trying to emphasize before, a greater dedication to proper relationships can increase a person's ability to have Emunah. They can create a level of clarity and a level of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can allow for the potential for increased Emunah.
So it's sort of like intertwined, the three of them. Like, if you do one, then you'll...
That was the whole last paragraph. He's saying, if you do one, the other two will light up. If you do this one, the other two will light up. Each one can feed into the other. Each one can give the other capacity to grow.
Okay.
They create opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you for clarifying. I clearly wasn't clear enough. Tov. Meaning pure emunah, pure faithfulness with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that encompasses emunah in the mind, in the lev, in the body. That's the whole being can be permeated with emunah. Inyanei shmirat bris kodesh kolelim et kol komat adam. So too, by relationships, that a person first is purifying one's mind, that they're able to keep one's whole mind focused on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So to one's heart, right? If one's heart is focused on another person, and then a person's heart isn't focused on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If one's body is focused on another person, one's body isn't focused on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That it's dedicating one's whole self to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In a way which is not what we're talking about right now, but just to leave that doorway open, in a way where if you have the right kala teacher in the right time, Shatava Muslachat, that it should be that when you're going through your kala classes and you're learning about what a real relationship with one's spouse is supposed to be, it doesn't close these doors. Doorways. It just opens these doorways even further. But only in the context with one's spouse. When one's thinking about, one's feeling in one's heart, one's spouse, one's involved in a physical relationship with one's spouse, those things can open up doorways of Kiddush and Avodas Hashem. The opposite of what happens if it's not in a relationship with either finding one's spouse or with one's spouse. And as it's written in many Sfarim, again, he's just taking a lot of things for granted here because he talks about Shabbos basically in every single piece. So we'll keep unpacking Shabbos over the course of the semester. But the Shabbos also encompasses the whole koma, the whole build of a person. It encompasses a whole person bichlal. Ukimisupar lachad miyatzadikim shnit chalif lo. Garav achad shel chol biraglo hasmalit mitzaki biregal small adain eno margish Shabbos kodesh. Like it says that one of the tzaddikim, that he accidentally put one of his weekday socks, Rachmanu Litzlan, on his foot on Shabbos and didn't put on his Shabbos socks. He accidentally put on a weekday sock on his foot on Erev Shabbos and was wearing a weekday sock on Shabbos and wasn't Mekadesh it with Begadim Shel Shabbos. He was wearing Begadim Shel Chol. And he cried out when Shabbos came in that his left foot didn't feel Shabbos Kodesh. But it's that sense, and that's a very real thing about the tzaddikim, to really, really feel Shabbos Kodesh in everything that we do. That when we say that everything is l'kavod Shabbos Kodesh, to really feel that everything is l'kavod Shabbos Kodesh, that's a real thing to, again, unpack in a different context. It's that a whole person's being, a whole person's self is meant to be gearing toward every single week. It's every single day is just building one more day toward Shabbos, another day toward Shabbos. It's all building toward Shabbos, and an explosion on Shabbos of an experience of what Shabbos is all about. But everything needs to be prepared for and then experienced. V'hem gimel hamivtzarim, hayikarim sheba adam. These are the three borders or boundaries or fences that get in the way of a person's avodas Hashem. V'hem ve'umi shebiado b'mivtzarim hayikarim kol hamidina tachat shiltono. And if anybody is under these sieges, if anybody gets encompassed by one of these walls, then they're under the shilton of that thing. They're under the rulership of that thing. Meaning, if a person is mekadesh in these ways, then they're in a place of kedusha. If a person is not mekadesh in these ways, they're living in a reality where they're under a shilton of a yitzhara of not keeping Shabbos, of a yitzhara of not keeping kedusha in relationships of a shilton of a rulership of not being in a place of emunah. These things can literally rule over a person's entire being. And this is the light that's coming out to Chanukah, coming back to Chanukah. And this is why the Yevanim were trying to remove these three things from us immediately. That specifically through these three things, the Greeks were trying to rule over us. Ad ki hashilton ruchani hamale al kol chalkei haguf yetachat yado. That a person's job is to try to be mosif and increase the aura of Chanukah in a way where they're dispelling the darkness in the place of relationships, and dispelling the darkness in places of emunah. They're dispelling the darkness in the places of relationships in a way where they're lighting up their whole world and they're lighting up their whole life. But the aura of Chanukah is coming to connect this. The aura of Chanukah is the aura lakut of the aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the light within the darkness, of our neshama, of our spiritual guide being what guides us through life, and not letting the distractions pull us away, of being focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this little light is showing me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with me. I can see, so to speak, His hand holding my hand with this little bit of light. I can see Shabbos Kodesh with this little bit of light. I can see that I'm in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this little bit of light. It's the light that allows us to go through the darkness. And then when they were trying to remove Shabbos, when they were trying to remove Mila, when they were trying to remove Chodesh, which is he's assuming is Keneged Emunah. When they were trying to remove these things, they were trying to darken us in a way where there would be no light to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Questions, comments, thoughts? Good? Okay. V'alpi dvarenu, based on what we've said, Haniskar la'ayim, Kiner Chanukah shu lamata me'asara, we talked about how the Ner Chanukah has to be under 10 amos. It has to be low enough that it's within your field of vision on a halakhic level. But he's saying that it has to be lamata miyasara in the sense that it has to be, it can't be up there in the sky. It can't be out there. It has to be lighting up my darkness right here. It's so practical. It's so real. It's so visceral. It has to be within my line of vision because it has to light up my darkness. It can't theoretically be lighting up the darkness. It can't be a light that's far away. It has to be the light in the darkness of my life. It can't be the light of Shabbos, which is lighting up the day. That's even able to light up the day. That's the light of the day. This is the light when we talked about, there's the light which can totally remove the darkness, and then there's a light that's our light within the darkness. Now Chanukah is the light within the darkness. It's not about dispelling the darkness. It's about staying strong and clear despite the darkness. That's the goal of Ner Chanukah. Yish lavin ma'amar Marana Sabagadosh Milakovich Zechotegen Aleinu bepirush ma'amar Chazal bepitilot ushmanim shamru chachamim ein manalkim bahem Shabbat manalkim bahem b'Chanukah bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos. That it says in Gemara Shabbos, where it talks about all of the Gemaras about Chanukah are in Masechet Shabbos, food for thought in and of itself. All of the Gemaras about Chanukah are in Masechet Shabbos in the second parak. So it says there that the ptilot and the shmanim, the wicks and the oil, shamru chachamim, where the chacham said that it's usher to use these types of wicks and oil on Shabbat, they're totally mutter to use for Hanukkah, whether it's Chol or whether it's Shabbos. It's mutter to use those wicks and those oil even for on any day of Hanukkah for Hanukkah licht. Hainu, elu shehem b'matzav shafel, meaning a petil, a wick or an oil, that's too lowly. It's too lowly to use for Shabbos. There's no such thing as too lowly by Hanukkah. There's nothing that's too low for Hanukkah. There's nothing that can't be uplifted by Hanukkah. There's no such thing. So you find a petil, you find oil, it's not shayach for Shabbos, it's okay, it's shayach to Hanukkah. There's nothing that's not shayach to Hanukkah. Hanukkah can light up any darkness. Hanukkah can use any wick. Hanukkah can use any oil. There's nothing outside of the realm of what Hanukkah can light up for us. Hanukkah is the holiday of, it's the holiday of every Jew. It's the holiday of every Jew. You know, you don't see on television, you know, on every network that, you know, it says on every Friday afternoon or every Friday night or every Shabbos, right? It says like, good Shabbos, everybody. And there's two little, you know, Neros Hanukkah on the ad screens on the television, Lahavdil, right? But during Hanukkah, every network, happy holidays. And there's a picture of a menorah. There's pictures of other things also. But there's a picture of a menorah, right? Jews relate to the concept of a Chanukiah. A Jew's not shayach to a Chanukiah. A Jew doesn't know what to do with one. A Jew's not relating. It doesn't matter. They'll buy an electric one. Right? You know, Chabad is anything. Chabad is can have a sukkah on the back of a bicycle to make sure that you can make a bracha on a sukkah. They're very cool. You can have they can build bicycles with a sukkah on the back. But like a menorah, 30 feet tall, huge torches in each one, lighting up the night. Because what it's all about is lighting up the night. What it's all about is that there's no darkness that you can't dispel. There's no place in our lives that Hanukkah can't reach the point where the world doesn't even realize that it's reacting to the visceral reality of Hanukkah. It doesn't even realize that it's relating to the fact that Hanukkah is speaking to them even if they don't hear it. They feel it even if they don't hear it. It's the sound that's heard even if it's not heard. It's the light that's seen even if you don't see it. Hanukkah can speak to every Jew in every place. You can use any petil, you can use any wick, you can use any oil. There's no oil. There's no shemen. There's no Jew. And the Jews are constantly nimshal to olive oil. There's no oil that's pasul for Ner Hanukkah. There's no Jew that's pasul for Ner Hanukkah. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. That's what he was saying in quoting the Gemara. Right?
Good question.
Yeah.
Isn't it like, I get that whole concept. It's just like, isn't it like, oh, Shabbos comes no matter what? Like, regardless of what happens, like, Shabbos is here. So it's kind of...
But a Jew cannot feel Shabbos, and a Jew cannot engage Shabbos.
You have to actively engage it. And Hanukkah, like, it just comes, like, you feel it.
Hanukkah, non-religious Jews light Hanukkiyot. They're there in a different way. Hanukkah just, it speaks so loudly in such a way. You know? You have the Shabbos project. You don't have the Hanukkah project. You don't need a Hanukkah project. You need a Shabbos project. Because there are a lot of people not keeping Shabbos. A lot of people are like, wow, I've never done that before and I may want to do it again. But like so many unaffiliated, not religious Jews are keeping, they don't keep Hanukkah. They're lit up by Hanukkah. You have to keep Shabbos. Hanukkah will keep you. It's a different thing. Not that Shabbos isn't the highest of the high, and we're talking in Tivot Shalom, and he'll say that 100 times over. But Hanukkah will light you. Hanukkah will keep you. That's the idea. Hainu, elu shehema matzava shafal v'yored biyoter. A person is in the lowest of places. She'or ha-Shabbat enu magia elehem. That the or of Shabbos, like you just asked, that the or of Shabbos can't reach them. He's saying it here, that there are people who or of Shabbos can't reach, who've closed themselves off. Af lahem yish aliyah b'chanukah. Even to these people, there's an aliyah in Chanukah. I didn't have to read that to know that. You feel it, you know it, you see it. It's so real. B'yor ha-ma'amar. Because the light of Shabbos Kodesh is higher up. It's more lofty than the light of Hanukkah. Thank you. Like, I was so stuck in Chabad. I was like, where are we going higher than Chabad? Tov, that makes sense. Yeah, Shkoch. That on Shabbos Kodesh, it's lighting up the Midot, the highest of the Midot, when dealing with the Sfirot. There's the lower seven Sfirot, and then the upper three Sfirot. The upper three Sfirot are Chochma, Bina, and Daat. That's the first Rosh Tivot. And then the top three of the lower seven, right, as you beautifully pointed out, thank you for catching that, is Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferet. Meaning it's lighting up the highest levels of everything that there is, Shabbos Kodesh. Midot HaMoach V'Aliv, in the mind and in the heart. How that correlates for another time. U'V'Chanukah Herat, that's where they get their acronym from. Chabad is Chochmah Bina Daat, that's where they get their acronym from. Chochmah Bina Daat, the highest levels, the highest three Sfirot. Dainu and V'chanuka Harat Nihi. Nihi are the lower of the Sfirot. Netzach Hod and Yisod. Right, if you just follow my hands for a second, right? You have Chesed, Gvura. This is your right side, yeah? This is your right.
Yeah.
Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach Hod, Yisod, and Malchut. So she's saying Shabbos is lighting up Chochmah Bina Daat, all the way up there. Also Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferet. Chanukah is lighting up Alpi Kabbalah, Netzach, Hod, and Yisod. The lower part of the Sfirot. What does that mean again? What he's saying, just practically for us, what it means is the Hainu Havirum Shalamata Me'asara. It's lighting up those parts of us that are even lower down, lower than Asara Amos. Ach davka mishum kach yish bechina bechanukah inyanim miyuchadim she'ein bechol chagei hashana. But because of this, that means that on Chanukah there are aspects which are not there on any other part of the year. Bibechinat shebishiflenu zachar lanu, that in the aspect of in our lowliness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us. Sha'ur yored gam le'elu hamidot atachtonot shebehem mishkan hayitzarim ha'afilim biyoter, that the light of Chanukah is reaching down deeper into those midot, those lower midot, netzachot and yisod, that in them are a place where the yitzhar are able to be even darker, even deeper, and able to overcome us so much more easily. The Ein Or Shabbat Magia Lahirsham, and says the Netivot Shalom, I certainly couldn't say this on my own, saying that the Or of Shabbat can't light that up. If a person is in total darkness on those levels, Or of Shabbos will not dispel that darkness. The Or of Shabbos is too lofty to reach, to bend down and light up that deep darkness. It's so far up, it's so high, it's so deep, it's so wonderful, it can't reach that deep levels, that those lowly levels. Shabbos won't light them up, says the Netivot Shalom. Just like on Pesach, that when you really need to get into the cracks and the crevices, you really need to get into the nitty gritty, you really need to get into all of those cracks of your house to see and make sure that there's no chametz there, what do you have to search with? You search with a nair. You turn all the lights off and you take a nair to really inspect deeply. Is there anything really in that crack? Is there anything really in that crevice? The sunlight's not going to do it. You need to bring the light down. You need to, the sunlight's all the way up there shining down. You need to take a light and bring the light to that dark place to light it up. That's the Ner Chanukah. That's the Ner Chanukah that's lighting up Netzach, Chod, and Yisod. That's the Ner Chanukah that on a practical level is lighting up the lowest parts of ourselves and the lowest of any Jew. It can light up anything. L'ha'ir l'elu shehem b'matzava yored b'yotir, to light up a person who's the lowest of the low. Okay, Amar HaKatuv, as the Pasuk says, Ner Hashem Yishmat Adam, Chofesh Kol Chadrei Batzen, the Ner of Hashem is the neshama of a person. Each neshama is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's light. Chofesh Kol Chadrei Batzen, that they're able to then seek out, to see the truth of every single person in their depths, in the belly of the beast, so to speak, right? In their deepest places of their being. La'elu hashikuim kol hashana b'tavat chadrei batan, that a person who spends their whole life in the deepest levels of taiva, in the taivas of the chadrei batan, in the deepest levels of physicality of ourself, whether it's talking about kedushat achila here specifically, kedusha and eating, or whether it means just the physical parts of this world that are embodied in the lower parts of ourselves, those places can be lit up by Ner Chanukah. Leval yidach mienu nadach, in a place where, in a way where nobody can ever be pushed away. Ve'al derech mashal lebin amelach shenafal lebor shofchim. V'im ein mi sheyachol laredet la'atzilo, muchrach hamelach b'kvodo v'atzmo laredet sham, ki atzmo u'vesaro hu. Like a situation where a prince goes and he falls into a deep pit, and nobody can save him, nobody can get down. You know who goes down there? The king himself will go down if he has to, because the prince is his flesh and blood. Hanukkah is that time where the light comes down to us, where the light goes to the lowest of places, because we're b'nei and b'not melech, because we're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because deep down, it doesn't matter how low we fall, we can never be. We're still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a light in the darkness with Hanukkah. Ukimosh hayav Mitzrayim, as it was in Mitzrayim. Dichtiv va'ayred lahatzilo, I will go down, literally lower myself down, in order to save them. That the Jews were embedded in the greatest, lowest, deepest levels of Tum'ah. Again, not to go into it now. I want to see the rest of this ma'amar without to go off the derech. Tangent. If there are seven midot, so seven times seven is the deepest level that a person can get to. That's why we have 49 days of Sirata Omer to get to the greatest levels of purity. It's on the parallel, the contrasting background of the 49 levels of Tum'ah that come before that, where we were lost in Mitzrayim. We were so lost in the physicality of Mitzrayim. We were so lost in the impurity of Mitzrayim. We're on the Memtet, the 49th level of Tum'ah, one step away from Shar HaNun, we would have never been able to come back. Once you hit 50, there's no turning back. There's no turning back. And we were at 49. We were as far as we could go, Alpi Kabbalah. We were as far as we can go in impurity. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us then. He lowers himself down to us then in Mitzrayim, when we're on the 49th level of Tumah. Ach b'ni b'chori Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael are my firstborn child. They're the closest to me. They're my flesh and blood, so to speak. V'efshar l'hashirosham. I can't leave there, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't leave my children in Mitzrayim. I don't care, so to speak, that I have to put myself through going into that garbage, that muck, that impurity. I will go there, says God, to pull my people out. I will go there to save them if that's what it takes. Because they're my b'ni b'chori. They're my firstborn child. They're my chosen people, and I will not let them fall to the 50th level. I will get them myself. Al derech zehu erenat ner Chanukah. This is what ner Chanukah is all about. Leha'ir liyudi gam kishehu b'matzav shel kol sacha le'afar nafshinu davka la'eretz batninu koma azrata lanu. That we're in, the way that this pasuk is describing, the lowest of places, it doesn't matter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and save us. V'nei ora menorah hi harat klalit b'chol amidot shel komat ha'adam. The light of the menorah is this overarching, this encompassing light of all of the midot of a person, of the whole essence of a person. Shematchil b'chinat p'nei ha'menorah that are beginning from this place of the p'nei ha'menorah that are shining from the face of the menorah, from the front of the menorah. Ad yirecha, ad pircha. To all aspects of it, to its base, to the flowers. It's here describing the actual menorah that was in the menorah that was in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning that the light is coming to all aspects of the menorah. V'yish ba'asara givim mirumazim neger kol yud sfirot, and the menorah was built in such a way that it has 10 cups. Sometimes there were multiple cups per. There were different cups over the course of the structure of the menorah. So it was how do you say ornated? How do you say it in English? It was ornate in that it had 10 of these gvim that were making it beautiful over the course of the entire physical structure of the menorah, which is saying that dafka it was 10, connected the 10 sfirot, the 7 lower sfirot and the 3 upper sfirot. V'kula miksha achat zahav tahor, and the entire menorah is built out of one piece of pure gold. It wasn't multiple pieces that were welded together. It had to be created by carving it out, by designing it from one full piece of gold. It was out of one block of gold. It's able to pierce anything. It's able to get to any of the midot, to any of the places. The Ner Chanukah is specifically getting to the lowest of the midot. And he's even borrowing there from Lashon that we use by the Hiratzon in the end of Sirasa Omer. Meaning that it's able to purify from us, from all of our klipot, from all of the things that divide us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from all of our tumot, and to be makadish us with the highest levels of kedusha by reaching to the lowest places of ourselves. Good? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Barchinu avinu kulanu ke'echad be'or panecha. Quote from Tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a bracha, that our Father should give us a bracha, meaning our Father in Heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a bracha. Kulanu ke'echad, all of us is one, be'or panecha, from the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face, so to speak. Etzim inyan ha'or, the essence of this idea of the light, he'arat ha'nishama ve'arat ha'da'at, the light of the neshama and the light of the mind, he'm musadot ha'chasidut. This concept of or, the light that's constantly emanating from our neshama and constantly emanating in our mind, this is the foundation of chassidus, the ability to have a clarity, to be able to have a clarity in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a clarity in our spirituality. Ach davar shemargish, shemigaresh, choshech haguf, ha'akor, al yitzarav ha'afilim, choshech rikshei ha'lev, but something which creates a darkness in our body and that makes us feel darkness in our thick, deep body, and in the lowest places, our darkest, deep places of our yetzer, the choshech that we feel in our lave, v'deot v'ashkafot hamushpaot me'olam ha'choshech, and ideas and perspectives and worldviews that are impacted from the dark, deep exile world that we live in. Rak al yidei Hechdarat ha'or al hamidot shel chadrei batin, only by bringing the light to the deepest, darkest places of ourselves. She'az ha'am ha'olchim b'choshech ra'u or gadol, meaning the only way to light up that light, to bring that light, is when we on Hanukkah light up and create a reality of light for ourselves, even in those darkest of places. V'ha'itza lehagia le'or hi al yidei kulanu ke'echad b'or panecha. The way to achieve, to get to a place of experiencing that light, is only when we all come together as one with the or panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayachid eino misugal lehasig ha'ara. An individual can't achieve, can't grasp, can't reach that level of light. Rak al yidei koach harabim shem ke'echad. Only when we come together as one people. Only when we come together. So the Hanukkah parties aren't stam. Only when we come together, meaning we have a concept of coming together at Hanukkah, in a way that doesn't necessarily translate into all of the chagim. That doesn't translate. People have massive Hanukkah parties in which they don't, and even family Hanukkah parties, friend Hanukkah parties in which they don't have on other holidays. There's a sense of needing to unite on Hanukkah. Hillel, like they're like it doesn't matter. We'll pay hundreds of dollars for a fire marshal to be there to make sure that there can be communal areas for Hanukkah lighting. I don't know where they know that from. There's something that's embedded in us that we know that we need to come together when we light. That we know that we need to come together on Hanukkah. There's a sense of that. Again, it's visceral in a way that the world doesn't even recognize. That they don't even recognize that they're responding to the spiritual reality that's so with us. It's so with us, no matter how far we are, that we just need to respond. We're responding on an instinctual level to the spiritual realities of Hanukkah. It's an unbelievable thing constantly. You're wowed by it. You walk around on Hanukkah and see that. You walk around on Hanukkah and people have, in Yerushalayim, there's Chanukiyot everywhere. They're embedded into the walls when they build a house. You build a house in Yerushalayim into the stone of the Jerusalem stone. You create an empty stone with a gate in front of it to put your Chanukiyah. What other holidays like that? What other holiday do? Is it like that when you're building a house, it's like it has to be in such a way that I'm gonna. How much thought goes into that? The streets are lit up. That the darkest alleyways of Yerushalayim are lit up with light on Hanukkah. Think about that. Think about the way that the world reflects this reality in a way that no other holiday represents. It's so real. It's so real because we all have parts of us that are so low. All of us do. Nobody's. Maybe you do. I don't know. I'm not an exception to the rule. Everybody has parts that are low. And Hanukkah is so real and so exciting for us because there's parts of us that we've written off that Hanukkah lets us be alive. Let's come back to life in Avodas Hashem. That's what Hanukkah, it's the gift that Hanukkah gives us. And we do that by coming together also. As it says in a different place, al yisod ma'amar rabbeinu hakadoshim al pasuk lama yigra sham avinu mitoch mishpachto she'en hakadosh baruch hu nigra b'shem avinu al yichidim, that hakadosh baruch hu can't be called avinu unless it's on multiple people. Avinu is in plural. He's our father. Only when you have the rabbim do you have the koach of hakadosh baruch hu being avinu. If we all come together as one people, if we all come together as one family, then we can call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avinu. the last few lines here. V'chein ma sheYisrael nikra'im banim atem l'Hashem Elokechem, in that we're called the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayachid eino nikra ben l'makom, an individual can't be called a ben. Rak al yidei hikashruto imechav, only when they bind together as a group. Chal alav shem banim v'shem avinu. Then we can call banim, we can be called the children of Hashem, and he can be called our father in plural. U'kemokein hasagat or ein hayachid zochela. One can't fully experience the greatness of the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its totality. An individual can't experience it to the same extent. If he's connected to everybody else, in one mind, in one heart, in one place.
601.
I know you've got a minute in you. I have faith. I see your light. You got a minute. Ukim Ramaz Basuk, there's four lines left. Bemet. Ukim Ramaz Basuk, Ashriya Am Yodim Yodei Tshura. Praiseworthy is the nation that knows the Tshura of Hashem. Hashem Be'or Panach Eilecho, Hashem, in the Or of Hashem do we walk. Uperush Abatino HaKadoshim, Tshura Milashon Re'ut. Meaning Yodei Tshura, we're the nation that not only knows the Tshura like on Rosh Hashanah. Yodei Tshura, we know the Tshuat HaMelech, Re'ut, the friendship, the kinship, the closeness to the Melech. If it's in friendship, if it's in camaraderie, if it's in closeness, in love, then we can all come together as one. Then we can be mekayim this concept of walking in the light of Hashem completely. We'll pick up next time with the next mamar.